This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth around 4,900 crore rupees at Amreli in Gujarat this afternoon. These projects, related to road, railway, water supply and tourism, will benefit the citizens of Amreli, Jamnagar, Morbi, Devbhoomi Dwarka, Junagadh, Porbandar, Kutch and Botad districts of the state. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Water Conservation Initiative of Dholakia Foundation, Bharat Mata Sarovar at Dudhala in Amreli. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi and President of the Government of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, held bilateral and delegation-level talks at Vadodara in Gujarat. The two leaders held fruitful discussions on the entire spectrum of bilateral ties, including in areas of trade and investment, IT and innovation, defence, security, renewable energy, pharma, culture and tourism. This morning, the two leaders jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft. The aircraft complex is a flagship Make in India initiative in the aviation sector and the first private sector final assembly line for the manufacturing of military aircraft in India. It is being set up by Tata Advanced Systems in collaboration with Airbus Spain. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, Tata Aircraft Complex reinforces India's position as a trusted partner in global aerospace manufacturing. The President of the Government of Spain said the partnership between Airbus and Tata will contribute to the progress of the Indian aerospace industry and will open new doors for the arrival of other European companies. In Jharkhand, scrutiny of nomination papers took place today for the first phase of assembly elections. 805 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Wednesday is the last day for withdrawal of nominations. Assembly election in Jharkhand is being held in two phases. Scrutiny of nomination papers was also taken up for by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala today. The voting at these seats will take place on the 13th of next month. Meanwhile, filing of nomination papers for single-phase polling in Maharashtra and second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand will end tomorrow. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of November. By-elections to the Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra and Kedarnath assembly seat in Uttarakhand will also be held on the same day. Meanwhile, the BJP today released the third list of 25 candidates for the Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party has given ticket to Sneha Premnath Dubey from Vasai Assembly seat, while Sudhakar Kohle will fight from Nagpur West seat. Ashish Ranjit Deshmukh will contest from Savner seat. So far, the party has declared the names of 146 candidates for the state assembly polls. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi has assured farmers that the government is committed to buying the yield that is produced by the rice millers. He was speaking after the launch of the Food Corporation of India's grievance redressal system for rice millers in New Delhi today. He said the whole redressal will be online, starting from registration to finding a solution. He assured the farmers that every complaint of the millers will be dealt with and resolved in a transparent manner. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, inaugurated the third edition of the Naval Innovation and Indigenization Seminar, Swavalamban 2024, in New Delhi today. Our correspondent reports that this two-day event is aimed at promoting the innovation and indigenization endeavours of the Indian Navy. In Afghanistan, at least 8 passengers were killed after a vehicle carrying them plunged into a river in Uruzgan province today. The provincial authorities said the accident occurred early this morning when the wooden bridge broke due to heavy weight. The domestic benchmark indices today ended on a positive note, snapping their 5-day losing streak. BSE Sensex jumped 603 points to close at 80,005. And with that, we end this news bulletin.